Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
In Japan, there's a day on which the season changes called Doyo no Ushi no Hi, or the Day of the Ox, in the midsummer. On this day, there's a tradition of eating eel. The reason is that during this time, as we transition from the end of the rainy season to the full swing of summer, people feel like they want to shake off the fatigue the rainy season and heat bring and boost their appetites. Eel is supposed to have these benefits, so it's great for helping our bodies get a nutrition and energy boost. People typically eat eel as kabayaki, which is grilled eel with a sauce made from soy sauce and sugar, or shirayaki, which is simply grilled over charcoal without any sauce. In addition to eel, foods starting with the letter U, or rather the Japanese character for U, are considered lucky to eat on the Day of the Ox. These include udon, those thick wheat noodles, umeboshi, or pickled plums, and uri, which are gourds like cucumber and watermelon. This year, the Day of the Ox falls on July 24th and August 5th. So as we head into the height of summer, let's stay healthy by eating nutritious and delicious foods.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Today, I'd like to give you a little information about the Fukuoka City International Tourist Guide, the global site for sightseeing in Fukuoka. This website shares information about the attractions of Fukuoka, including tourist facilities, events, area sightseeing, and gourmet food. And it effectively uses videos and photos in four languages, English, Korean, traditional Chinese, and simplified Chinese, to really show what's so great about this city. You can search by categories such as gourmet, history and culture, nature and outdoor activities, or by specific areas, making it easy to find recommended information about the area you want to visit. The site is packed with useful information, not only for tourists, but also for residents of Fukuoka to enjoy and get to know the city better. Search for Fukuoka City Official Tourist Guide online to discover something new about the city. To continue, I've got some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation about a child-rearing exchange salon. For those of you with children, wouldn't you like to visit a place where you can have fun with your children? At the Naraya Community Center in Hakata Ward, a monthly parenting exchange salon has begun. Every fourth Tuesday of the month, they hold an infant interaction class there where parents and children can have a great time together. In July, the event will take place on the 23rd from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The theme for July is Parent-Child Exercise. A child care worker will come and lead the parents and children in fun activities like dancing and other physical exercises. For more information on how to apply and other details, please visit the Fukuoka City International Foundation's website or Facebook page. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.